This is a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. Go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Panoply? Panorama, panpipe, pansy, aha, pansexual, knowing no boundaries of sex or gender. Sound interesting? Then join Sally on Sundays at noon for Out of the Pan. All those gender questions making you think too hard? Whether it's transgender, bisexual, polyamorous or beyond, we'll throw those questions into the pan and cook up the answers for you. So go on, push that gender envelope. Only on 3CR 855am digital and 3cr.org.au. Let's cook, 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 cook. Let's cook. Let's
eat. Let's
CR 855 AM, 3CR Digital,
3cr.org.au. 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally. First broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon. Thanks for your company. 3CR broadcasts from the lands of the Kulin Nations. The Wurundjeri and Bunurong people overlap, and we pay respect to elders past, present and emerging. Hello to any Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander, First Nations people tuning in today, and we acknowledge that all the lands were stolen and never ceded. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. I'm Sally Goldner. I use the pronouns she, her, and I'm a bit pony, as you can possibly gather, i.e. a little horse. So it might be a slightly more musical program today, but we'll see what we can do. And of course, all the days to forget a bottle of water. So that will be fixed in the next music track. We opened up the music today with the Black Keys from 2010, Gold on the Ceiling. And a very cryptic meaning, apparently, to that song. Look it up and find out. If you want to get in touch with the show, you can do so outofthepan855@gmail.com, SMS 61 456 751 215, Twitter Mastodon Blue Sky, and Instagram at Sal Gold Said So, Facebook Sally Goldner AM, and Out of the Pan 3CR 855 AM Melbourne. And any opinions I express on the show are strictly my own. And also, you can mail us, PO Box 1277, Collingwood 3066. Thanks to the crew from Out of the Blue, diving deep for all the marine news, a great range of news this morning. And you can check them out 11:30 till noon every Sunday morning. Don't think there might be content warnings on the show today. I'll cross the bridge when we come to it. And give you numbers as needed. But wanted to talk today about, two things came to mind on, two or three actually, from the news and my own personal experiences during the week on visibility. And, well, one of those mixed notes when someone passes away. The passing during the week, just under a week ago on the 11th, of Indigenous and gay trailblazer Noel Tovey, who passed away at the age of 90. I had the joy to meet him a few times, and he was just a lovely, lovely human being, and just did so much in so many ways. Born in Melbourne in 1934, and unfortunately, and I will raise a content note here for mention of abuse, he did face abuse as a child. If there is any distress, please call. Generally, numbers like Lifeline 13114 or QLife, including Switchboard 1800 184527, Rainbow Door 1800 729 367, and neglect, poverty. But he went on to have great success as a dancer and performer both in the United Kingdom and Australia, choreographed an Indigenous dance section of the welcoming ceremony at the 2000 Olympics here on Gadigal lands, and a huge advocate for LGBTIQA plus elders. And I do remember him speaking at the end of 2012 when the then Gillard government launched the first national LGBTI ageing and aged care strategy. And he said he never thought as a queer elder he'd get such a strategy, and his dignity and his warmth were amazing. Also, I must admit, I haven't read his autobiography, Little Black Bastard, which was adapted into a play. Studied ballet, Afro-Cuban, jazz, singing with Joan Arnold. He's worked with Judy Garland and Vera Lynn, Joan Collins and George Harrison, among his friends. Wow, pretty cool. Also argued for the expungement of historical homosexual convictions in Victoria. As he said, 1951, arrested at a party held by a group of female impersonators and charged with, quote, the abominable crime of buggery, end quote. But he did spend 3 weeks in prison despite pleading not guilty, and faced a very difficult time in prison. And so Uncle Noel Tovey AM, no longer with us. He lived with honesty and bravery, according to Ilbajeri Theatre, and directed A Midsummer Night's Dream performed by an entirely Aboriginal cast for the Dreaming Festival as part of the Sydney Olympics Arts Festival. What a man. And I thought about that in sort of a broad connecting theme today of, sort of you can't be what you can't see. I mean, there was not a lot of visibility when I came out for, we'll say, the overlap of Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander and LGBTIQA+, including on some lands, sister girls and brother boys. Noel, as an openly Indigenous gay man, started giving that visibility, and we've got so many great people doing it now. Peter Waples Crowe is someone in the arts, of course, as well. We've had Kai Clancy, a brother boy, just to name a couple, and I'm sure there's more I could come up with, with more coffee. But I think it is just so important that people can see themselves. I can empathise that if you're queer and Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander, you might not have the same visibility, just seeing, you know, that sense of connection, seeing a queer white person. So, and then on the other hand, if you're it could be, of course, the other way around. The more people we have representing the intersections, so to speak, the better off we are. All right, let's have a track now from another track from the new Colin Hay album, Man at Work, Volume 2. And here's a track that was originally on one of the first two Men at Work albums from many years ago that he's reworked, as he does when he does compilations. This track is No Sign of Yesterday. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally.
Pull out the stop plugs, drain all the waste. Who needs it anyway? Fill all the big holes, leave no trace. No sign of yesterday. Wash all the dishes and I clean up my plates. No sign of yesterday. I stare at the photographs of your dark face. No sign of yesterday. Out in yard was such a lovely place. It's where we used to play. Inside, outside, you can feel and taste. No sign of yesterday. I can't hear you call. I can't hear you calling. I can't hear you anymore. Metro ships are falling. This old car keeps stalling. Always seems to be the way. Pick up the pieces and go. Dig out the dead. Then you can go to bed. This night is the stealer and time is the test. No sign of yesterday. can't hear you anymore. Mixer ships are falling, this old car keeps stalling, always seems to be the way. I can't hear you calling, this old car keeps stalling, I can't hear you, I can't hear you anymore.
Disasters like flood, fire, and extreme heat can have a significant impact on people's lives. Community legal centres help people experiencing challenges posed by climate change and disasters to access the resources and support they need. Disasters can lead to a range of problems, such as damage to your home, poor conditions with your rental home, difficulty getting insurance, issues within families, at work, and with Centrelink payments. Community legal centres can be found across Victoria and can provide help if you've been affected by a disaster. To find a community legal centre near you, visit the Federation of Community Legal Centres website at fclc.org.au. You can also contact Disaster Legal Help Victoria on 1800 113 432 and go to its website for helpful information at disasterlegalhelp.org.au. The Federation of Community Legal Centres is a 3CR supporter.
Out of the Pan thanks Go Kindly for their sponsorship of this program. Go Kindly creates high-quality, locally made bedding, donating 50% of profits to support women and gender diverse people experiencing housing stress. Check out gokindly.com.au and take their pillow quiz.
Digital. 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally. First broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon. Thanks for your company. 3CR is the station you're listening to, Out of the Pan, the show that you're listening to. And good to be with you once again, certainly in spirit, if not 100% in voice. My apologies, but the show will go on. For another 42 minutes. We just heard from Paul Kelly. We're going to hear from Paul Kelly in a minute. That's next. I'm getting ahead of myself. We heard from Colin Hay from Man at Work Volume 2, reworked versions of Men at Work and previous Colin Hay solo tracks. And great to hear that one, which is always a favourite, an early Men at Work track. Well, I had a nice bit of visibility sort of thing happened yesterday, and I know if I mention that word, which will get a mention at around 19 minutes and 10 seconds into the hour, wrestling, you're going to go, oh no, she's going to go on about that damn wrestling again. Well, it's actually wrestling coinciding with diversity, one of which I thought was really, really good, and it's just one of those things that organically flowed yesterday. One of our stars, well, there's a running joke in wrestling, if I can be a little tongue-in-cheek, that 99.44% of people are neurodivergent, mainly autism and or ADHD. And seriously, though, one of our wrestlers, wrestling name the artist formerly Formally, known as Lockie, has a championship belt made, which he's held for 2,200 days. And it's the Fighting Autism Championship, which he uses in a way to promote visibility. And last night on a show where I was commentating, which is probably why I've got less voice today, Lockie defended his title against someone else who's high on the autism kaleidoscope, and they nicely played off that. But the ring announcer, one of my friends, Kenny, announced that he was neurodivergent when announcing the match to the crowd. He went with his gut, and then myself and another neurodivergent person on commentary then talked about it while we were doing the commentary. And it was just one of those nice moments. Now, there were two people at ringside, as happens in wrestling, and the referee, I haven't yet to find out if they identify as neurodivergent. But I just think, it's things like that where it just happens spontaneously and you put that visibility out there, regardless of the setting, of course, it could have been anywhere. I just think it was really, really heartwarming. So very, very nice to see. And it led me, along with Knowles, the story of the now sadly late Noel Tovey, to think about, visibility and what it did. I know one of my, two of my early role models when it came to visibility were two enormously important trans role models. I'll use the word seniors and elders. Kayleen White, my dear friend, and Julie Peters, well-known, the self-proclaimed fairy grandmother of the Victorian trans community. And they were very, very important because I, had no idea what I was doing when I came out, but I knew I sort of wanted to be involved. And they provided great guidance for me as a trans person and as a trans woman and are still two of my best friends. And if I perhaps hadn't have seen them, maybe I'd have stopped doing what I was doing or maybe not been able to do it as well. And I think it's just really important that we have people, as I said in the first segment, across all the intersections, that where we can see a broad range of representation and sort of see ourselves. And it's not just, of course, in advocacy. Remember some years ago there was stories of a trans woman astronaut, which was quite exciting. And then, I remember going back on this show, not so much trans, but I'm sure there are many more, but at the time I was only aware of two people who were out in terms of any of LGBTIQA+ in country music, which is, of course, one of the other running gags on this show. Not that it's a gag in that sense. Hello to the Fabulous Hillbilly Fever program for Saturday through Sunday in the wee hours on 3CR, amongst many others. And Becky Cole came out as a lesbian on Australian Story, and, just such an authentic artist and a great human being. And I don't think she's ever, to my knowledge, I've never heard of any negative reaction. It does, of course, beg the question, where are we still not seeing role models? We've seen Ian Roberts come out many years ago in rugby league. We've seen Josh Cavallo come out in A-League round ball or soccer, as it's called. I'm pretty sure there's people out in rugby union, but still no known past or present gay or bisexual cisgender men AFL players. And that's, I think, said this before, at the senior level, of course, I would add. I mean, we've had, people at sort of country levels and others, and there's been trans men, for that matter, at that level. And people have done great work in sport to get things going, and people playing in the Pride Cup and similar things. But I think no one wants to be first and face such a barrage. Surely there's a network, even if it's a bit, we'll say, underground at the moment, whereby people could get together and have a few of them do it somehow. Surely it's got to be worked out. I think that would make a great difference, and it's unfortunate that perhaps people still don't feel that they can do it. as the home men's home and away football season comes to an end. Yet another one gone. Of course, many women in who are out, either as lesbian, probably some bisexual, and I know there's at least two or three non-binary players in AFLW. But of course, sadly, with the what I would consider the distorted conversation, maybe I'm being very polite there, about trans women in sport, not going to happen. And of course, now with, unfortunately, the situation with the Los Angeles Olympics and Paralympics in 2028, probably no trans people there at all, which puts an end to former AFLW player Hannah Mountsey's dream of playing Olympic handball, or probably could at this stage, short of a major turnaround. And, you know, when you try to squash people and make them less visible, it just hurts people. So obviously an unfortunate situation. But, you know, if there's anyone who's ever inspired you in terms of visibility in any way, and it doesn't have to be on sexual romantic orientation, gender identity expression, variation of sex characteristics, let me know. Message in on outofthepan855@gmail.com, SMS 61456 751 215, Twitter Mastodon Blue Sky, Instagram at Sal Goldsitzo, and Facebook Sally Goldner, and Out of the Pan 3CR 855 AM Melbourne. Well, no surprises for guessing which track is next. A, because I mentioned it before, and B, because of course we'd have to play it. Paul Kelly, all happening during the week, and added mysteriously appearing in the papers, a sort of death notice for the death of Joe, who of course featured, was the at the centre of the classic 1996 song How to Make Gravy, and it's the sequel at long last, a different style of music. Paul Kelly, this one is Rita Wrote a Letter. 3CR 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally.
I really don't know how I'm talking, 6 feet down and under the clay. The laws of nature forbid it, but I was never good with rules anyway. The day I walked out of prison, I knew that I was still in stir. For the crime committed, I was still doing time behind the walls between me and her. And the pots and pans, I was happy being busy again. And every night when I came home with my back and feet all aching sore, I lay there in Mary's spare room, toss until the break of dawn. Never, and you always made it up.
phone calls, they started to dwindle. Once they moved further up the coast, those silences that dragged on forever, I couldn't find the words I needed the most. One day I went to see an old friend, and I brought a little package home. For old time's sake, sweet oblivion, but some things you shouldn't do alone.
3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3CR.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally. First broadcasting, noon through one, every Sunday afternoon. Thanks for your company. The latest Paul Kelly track, Rita Wrote a Letter. Saying that very slowly and enunciating as we do. And a great clip for that on YouTube. And there will be a new Paul Kelly album out on the 7th of November. For your full-length listening pleasure, which will probably include that track, Iconic Stuff. Talking about role models and visibility, and I just think it's so important because, of course, at the moment there is so much, what we would call the people who might disagree with my views about trans, various groups seem to be, hugely in overdrive at the moment. Just be very, very careful reading mainstream media, which is probably a good idea all of the time, or at least 99.4% of it. Of course, there was a situation in central Melbourne yesterday where there was some issues, to put it politely, at where pro-trans people were nearby to a so-called Women Will Speak type of rally. And, I think there's a lot of mainstream media. No, first of all, no one's excusing any violence or antisocial behaviour, just in case, in the unlikely event, mainstream media wants to acknowledge community radio and is listening. Just get that one clear. But, I think that, the media takes a very limited view of things and doesn't go into much depth on it. I mean, if there was some negativity of any, sort directed by the so-called pro-trans demonstrators against the Let Women Speak demonstrators, well, why isn't there any reporting on what Let Women Speak people are saying? I mean, if they are saying transphobic things, shouldn't it be reported and commented on and noting that it might be hate speech? So I think that mainstream media could lift its game on that. But it also links into why we need positive role models. There's been plenty of research over time that people's views on trans change where they know a person. So it doesn't have to be a role model like the first possible trans astronaut or a public advocate or an artist or anything like that. If you've known a trans person in your life and it's like, oh, they're a person, gee, they're just trying to pay the rent, buy the groceries, maybe have some enjoyment in life. It's like, oh, gee, isn't that what I'm doing as a cisgender person? And so I think that visibility comes across in many, many ways as to, why we need it on any level. And so if you are that out person a situation, whether it's a school or a workplace, and, you're doing your best, I think people will, warm to that and go accordingly. I remember catching up with someone who ran one of the very early trans support groups in Melbourne, Transgender Liberation and Care, some years later at a forum, a sort of panel discussion. And the trans woman, I'll just say, worked in what would be considered, in, I hope this is still an appropriate term, a blue-collar occupation. And she said, I retired from the advocacy, and then said, but I help a couple of people come out as trans in my blue-collar job. And I looked at her and said, did you say you'd retired from advocacy? And she smiled and said, no, I'm still doing something. And that is equally as important as the anyone who's doing something publicly, whether it's this croaky-voiced person today, I'm trying to do a radio show, or anything else, I think is just so important. And so every little bit counts, every little bit makes a difference, and, just keep bringing it along is how I would see it. So, yeah, very, very important that we do all these things, and, sort of everyone plays a part as much as they safely can. We should acknowledge that some people may not be safe to come out in a particular workplace, a school, and, of course, acknowledging that locations, other countries, could be very, very unsafe. And there's the obvious ones, the Russias, the Ugandas, the the Saudi Arabias, to give a few random ones. But of course, we're seeing it becoming sadly increasingly unsafe in so-called liberal Western democracies like the UK and the USA. And what a difficult situation that is. So, that sense of visibility, connection can be very, very important for all sorts of people in all sorts of ways. It will say at all levels and lengths and depths and breadths and angles of society. So again, if you've had someone who's given you visibility, that's boosted your life in a certain way as part of any aspect of diversity or anything really, it could be a profession. And that's something that's equally important. I mean, we hear a lot about the STEM issues, science, technology, engineering, maths for women, those sorts of things. Think of people in there who have who make a difference as well. There's certainly issues to consider. I'd love to hear from you if you have some examples of queer visibility, pop them through to me on all the means of communication. In the meantime, I'm going to have a listen now to a track from an artist who was largely big in the 70s, but has kept going. And his last new release, to my knowledge, was 2019, which is pretty good going. But here's a track from his 1985 album, In the Spirit of the Times. This is Kevin Johnson and Friends of Mine, 3CR 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally.
Well, I wouldn't have even been 13 when I read in the papers about James Dean. And I never thought anything that happened could make me feel that way. And so my life became a constant dream of magic moments on the silver screen, wondering how it might have been if he hadn't died that day. White t-shirts and faded blue jeans, how I acted out the big scenes. I was a kid just lost in a masquerade, I guess. Heated words and moody glances, not man out at the high school dances. But there were times I learned when it was good to be a little different from the rest.
He was there when I needed a friend to help me through the day. Now and then, Lord knows when, just chasing the blues away. No time for fears, no time for sorrow. Who needs those teenage tears when you're thinking about tomorrow? And tomorrow shone from a silver screen where I knew I could be sometime. I may not have been a friend of his, but he sure was a friend of mine. Never see them slipping by, and no one seems to understand the things you're going through. Growing up before you know, like you're lost somewhere in limbo, and that lonely guy on the radio was feeling that way too. So I cried when he was crying, and I fell when he was falling, and when that pretty woman came walking back, I was feeling. Running scared and trying not to, going back to the old blue bay. I guess I come to know the big O's only the lonely crew. And he was there when I needed a friend to help me through the days. Now and then, who knows when, just chasing the blues away. No time for fears, no time for sorrow. Who needs those teenage tears when you're thinking about tomorrow? And tomorrow sung from a radio where I knew I could be sometime. I may not have been a friend of his, he sure was a friend of mine. I still can hear the screaming of the people there that evening, when the lights went low and it seemed the show was something. And I'd been waiting for so long, when they all came running on. There was a feeling of excitement there that touched my very soul. And they were calling out for Ringo, and they were begging George to solo. Thousand calls for John and Paul on a hard day's night. And I'll always remember leaving, honestly believing that the magic of that evening would last me through my life. They were there when I needed friends to help me through the days. Now and again I remember when they were chasing the moons away. In times of tears, in times of sorrow, in times of fears, they had me thinking about tomorrow. And tomorrow shone for that someone I knew I could be sometime. I may not have been a friend of theirs, but they sure were friends of mine.
Slacker Radio. Say goodbye to the work week.
With Jordan.
And Tilda.
Anti-work.
Anti-poverty.
Anti-fascist.
Pro-worker.
Pro-union.
Pro-guitar.
5:30 p.m. every first and third Friday of the month. Live on 3CR Community Radio.
You're listening to 3CR Community Radio 855 AM on digital and online. 3CR Radical Radio.
That is us, 3CR 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan, with Sally, first broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon. Thanks so much for your company. About a quarter to one, we've got a great afternoon of radio on 3CR coming up. 1 o'clock is Freedom of Species, and on the show today, the gang will be discussing issues in relation to an important topic, which, if I can bring up my relevant details, is about species preservation versus individual animal suffering. Now, that's going to be an interesting debate, as always is the case on Freedom of Species. That's certainly well worth tuning into. Rotations at 2 p.m. Will cover, I don't know, who knows what we'll be rotating in musically. Last week you enjoyed Madison's tastes of, what was it, musical fads that didn't quite last, which was quite amazing. 3 p.m. is Queering the Air, and, well, recorded with better voice. The wonderful Atlas from Queering the Air came along to, dare I say it, a wrestling show on Thursday night and had a chat with me and chatted there and watched and chatted thereafter. And that will be going to air at 3 and 4 o'clock Salaam Radio Show. So a great afternoon of radio. Right now, I'm going to have some more music and give the vocal cords, which I think are becoming a little worn out, perhaps a rest. And here's a track from Caitlin Barnett and from her All Night Long album, or her and the Pony Boys album. Well, I said there'd be, it was a little pony today, perhaps some Pony Boys. And this is a track called I'll Get By. 3CR 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally.
I don't hate myself. Honey, I get by.
3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3CR.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan, with Sally, first broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon. Thanks for your company. We just heard from Caitlin Harnett and the Pony Boys from All Night Long, I'll Get By, a great track from a great Australian artist and independent at that, which is what 3CR does, playing independent music. Just about time for me to move out of here and rest the vocal cords. And once again, the afternoon lineup, Freedom of Species up next, talking about species preservation vis-a-vis individual animal suffering, rotations, who knows what sort of music will come up at 2, Queering the Air at 3, more great queer programming, biased as I may be today, and 4 o'clock through till 6, Salaam Radio Show. So lots of great listening on 3CR. I've got a guest lined up for next week, which you'll hear about on the socials. Remember to check in on those at Sal Gold Said So on Instagram, Blue Sky Mastodon and Twitter, and Instagram, Blue Sky Mastodon and Twitter, yes, and Facebook, Sally Goldner and Out of the Pan, 3CR 855 AM Melbourne. And remember to email in Out of the Pan at 855@gmail.com. And if there is anything you think that needs discussing, of course, give me a message as well. Take it out today with a little bit of music from that'll get you jumping and up and down, because it's a bit chilly out there and you might need a bit of exercise if you can do that, in whatever way you can. Here's a track from the Bushwhackers, which always gets things kind of stomping and jumping and thumping and all those sorts of things. It's the track called Ned Kelly's Tunes from one of the Winners Country Music Award compilation albums that happens virtually every year. So many great tracks come out on it, usually about 30 to 35 each year on a 2-CD set. This one has Graham Connors, Slim Dusty, and when he was alive, John Williamson, Becky Cole, who I mentioned earlier, Cole Elliott, many, many others, but today it's the Bushwhackers with Ned Kelly's Tunes. So I'll be back in full next week with guest. Freedom of Species is coming up next. Thanks for tuning in to Out of the Pan. I am Sally Goldner. Catch you next week.